Hi everybody, this is Mary and I am recording to you on the Olympus DS50 machine in the extra high quality stereo mode, which is 44128. I always get the bit rate and the sample rate mixed up. I think the 44100 is a sample and the 128 is the bit rate. And with this 1 gig machine, you can actually record at this rate for 17 hours. So the machine does have 128K, which is one of the big complaints that we had about the Olympus WS series and the maybe some of the other ones. This machine comes with a number of accessories. I'm going to be putting them in the bag that I found. I'm going to store all this stuff in. It comes with a little strap that you can use to attach to the carrying case. I have the recorder in its case in a metal neck strap, and that's why it's sounding a little bit strange here because it isn't quite oriented. I just moved it a little bit. It comes with a set of headphones, earbuds actually, and it comes with a little remote control, which I'm going to keep out. I think I'm going to use that a little bit here when I start telling you how this thing is set up. And a standard USB cable. And a very big, not a very big, but actually probably about an inch rectangular AC adapter. And that's really about it. So let me gather a few other little pieces of paper here, which I'm not sure what they are. There's a CD with the machine that has the software and the manual on it. You can get the manual installed automatically. When you install the software, it's in the help folder under Olympus, I believe the DS50 or some such. First of all, before I talk about the machine, there are various recording levels, which I'm going to show you. And I have taken the recorder out of the carrying case. And by the way, the stereo mic does come with the recorder. It plugs directly into the mic jack. I'll talk a little bit about that later on. And the record level is a three-position slide switch on the left of the machine. And I am sorry for all the noise of my moving around here. This is the medium level. And this is pretty much what it sounds like. And this is the highest level for recording. And this is if you want to pick up a lot of background noise. This is the medium level. This is the lowest level. It reduces the volume a little bit when you're recording. And so I generally keep it on the medium because it's equivalent to the dictation setting on some of the other Olympus recorders. I believe that the highest level is probably equivalent to conference. I'm going to unplug the stereo mic and let you hear what the monaural built-in microphone sounds like. Okay, this is now the built-in monaural microphone. This is at the medium level. This is at the highest. Medium, low. So I'm going to set it back to medium. And just to make this a little bit easier so that I can figure out what's what with this machine and actually feel it while I'm telling you how things are set up here, I'm going to see if I can get the remote control to work. Actually, it doesn't have any buttons on it. It's just basically a way to use the stereo microphone detached from the machine and clipped to you or to somebody that you're interviewing. So let me see if I can get that to work. Okay, we're now using the remote control. It essentially is a little probably about an inch long thing. Stereo mic plugs in the top, and the thing that attaches to you, or in my case I've got this attached to the carrying case, is sort of like a clothespin kind of a deal, and the remote itself is it's got a little switch on it. I believe that's probably a mic on and off switch, and so it seems to be working pretty well. It's actually a little quieter than some of the other Olympus machines have been, and this remote does plug into the stereo microphone jack so that you can actually use it that way. So let me describe this machine to you real quickly here. It's a little bit shorter than a DS2, those of you who are familiar with that, but it's about the same width, maybe just a little bit of a difference. It's about 3/4 inch from left to right, about 1/2 inch thick, and I would say about 2 inches tall. There's a lot of stuff on here, so I'm going to see if I can cover everything and try to remember what's what here. On the top edge, in the center, is the stereo microphone jack, and monaural mic is kind of near that. I can't really tell you where that is exactly, but it's on here somewhere in this general area. Going along the right edge, there are some buttons. The record is at the top. The stop button is below that. The play button is below that. And below that is a combination of a power and a hold switch. It's kind of a spring-loaded thing in the lower position. In the top position, I believe it's in hold. In the lower position, you move it down, and then you move it down a little more, and the power comes on, and it makes a sound. It's got some voice features, which I'm going to talk about a little bit later. And then moving along the bottom edge, which would be the part closest to you, is a recessed power jack. It's kind of hard to find it. It's kind of in the lower right corner, but it's on the edge. And beside that, across from it actually, on the left edge, is a battery compartment. And this machine takes 2 AAA batteries. You can use rechargeables with this. The door is hinged. It does not totally detach. What you have to do to get the batteries in and out, you have a little tiny grid that you can feel with the very tip of one finger. You slide it toward the left edge of the machine, and it opens up. The door opens, and you can feel the batteries. And one battery goes in with the nub facing up. The other battery goes in with the nub facing down. I believe the one that goes with the nub facing up is toward the left edge, and the other one is kind of toward the middle. And then going up the left side of the machine, we have, first of all, I guess toward the middle is something you would probably overlook if you didn't know better, and I almost did. It's a cover for the USB terminal. There's a little nub on it, and you push it kind of up a little bit, and that uncovers it. And it remains attached by one corner. It looks like it'll break off if you're not real careful, and you can push it back in to place. Immediately above that, going towards the top of the machine, is the mic sensitivity. Above that is the headphone jack, and then we're up to the top of the machine again where we have the mic jack. On the back of the machine is the speaker. On the top of the machine, first of all, you find a display, which is a little bit larger than you would think that it should be, but it covers probably about half of the top surface. On the left side is the folder button. When you push it, it tells you what the folders are. And there are 2 buttons to the right of that. I believe they're for podcast and file display, so I haven't figured out what that is, really. And I suspect it's a visual, so it doesn't really make too much of a difference. Below that is, if you have an Olympus WS series recorder, it will look familiar. It's a round ring kind of circle, except that these buttons are broken up kind of in a pie shape so that each button represents 1/4 of the pie. The 12 and 6 o'clock buttons are up and down, plus and minus. The left and right are backwards and forwards. And there's a round button in the middle, which is the OK and the menu button. And that's how this is configured. And that is pretty much what the machine is and what it does. I'm going to have to switch to one of my other machines because I want to tell you what the menus do and show you some of the menu configurations here. It's going to be a rather crude recording, but I just wanted to give you an idea of what's going on. So let me switch over to an Olympus, probably a WS320. Okay, now we're on the 320, and you can obviously hear the difference since it records. I'm walking around here at 64K, and so, you know, when I do this in Studio Recorder, I'm going to be puttering around and splicing and dicing here. So one thing I need to mention to you is that the recorder does come with a CD with an updated and upgraded version of the DSS software. And this DSS software will work with any of the DS series recorders. And it has some features that you can purchase. I haven't checked into that yet. I suppose it probably works very similarly to the DS2 version. I installed it. I'm going to turn on this machine so that you can hear the menu options. And I'm not going to set anything. I'm just going to turn it on and show you what happens. One of the things that happens is there's a voice guidance mode. It's a female, a British voice. And when you first turn the machine on, either for the first time or after you put a new set of batteries in, if you took longer than a minute to put them in, is it will ask you to set the date and the time. However, for a blind person, it's a challenge to do that because you don't know where you are within the date and the time. They don't tell you whether you're at 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. or something p.m. or what the year is or the month or the day. So setting the day and the time is pretty much useless. So I didn't do that. But let me turn the machine on here. Okay, that means that the machine is on. I'm going to push the OK button and hold it down.
Recording mode setting.
Okay, I'm going to push the up and down button so I'll show you, you know, what we're doing here.
VCVA setting. Timer recording setting. Low cut filter setting. Playback speed setting. Noise cancellation setting. Voice filter setting. Playback mode setting. Skip interval setting. Alarm playback setting. Backlight setting. LED lamp setting.
Okay, let me show you something here with this LED lamp setting. If you push right, which is a 3 o'clock button,
on.
It says on, but you push it again, it doesn't do anything. But if you push the left one, it doesn't tell you that it's off. So you don't really know. And this is consistent through the menus. So this is one little thing you have to get used to here.
Contrast.
Okay, we're continuing down these menus here.
Voice guidance setting.
Now this you definitely want to keep.
Beep sound setting.
This you definitely want to keep also.
Erase lock setting. File move setting. Folder name setting. Format menu. USB setting. Time and date setting.
I think this is where I was before, but let's go.
Power save setting. External input setting. System information. Recording mode setting.
Yeah, this is where I was. I was actually in the sub menus, which I think this is where we are. So I'm going to push left.
Record menu.
Okay, now we are actually in the menus. And the first one is record menu.
Play menu. Display and sound menu. Sub menu.
Yeah, I think I was in the sub menu before.
Record menu.
Okay, and then it just repeats. Let's
play menu.
Look at the play menu. I'm going to push right.
Playback speed setting. Noise cancellation setting.
This is down arrow here.
Voice filter setting. Playback mode setting. Skip interval setting. Alarm playback setting.
Well, maybe I wasn't in the sub.
Backlight setting.
Anyway, let's
LED lamp
continue
setting.
On down.
Contrast. Voice. Beep. Erase. File move setting.
Okay,
folder
well.
Folder name setting.
This goes on and on here, but let me see if I can change.
Sub menu.
Yeah, that was in the sub menu. Well, that's strange. I thought I was in playback.
Record menu.
I think that when you push left arrow, it actually gets you out of the menus. I thought that when you push stop, it got you out, but it seems that when you push the left arrow, when you're in the top menu, it actually gets you out. So let me verify that by playing a trial file and see if it plays it.
Hi, everybody. This is Mary.
Yeah, well, that's the podcast that I started to make. Okay, I think I have pretty much told you basically what the thing does and some of the menus. This is wonderful because you don't have to write anything down. One of the things, if you plug in the USB port into this thing and you start exploring the folders on here, by the way, if you push the folder setting, it tells you what folder you're in. I'm going to push it.
Folder B.
We're in folder B.
Folder C.
Folder C.
Folder D.
D.
Folder E.
E.
Audible folder.
Audible. This is for the Audible books if you want to hear them.
Music folder.
Music. And in one of these file folders, you can put podcasts. You can arrange to have the software download them to this machine if you want. But then the problem for us is that we don't know what the file name is that we're listening to. So that would be kind of the downside for doing it that way.
Folder A.
Okay, we're back to folder A. Now, if you move around to the files, you can't tell what the names are, obviously, but you can tell by the beeps where you are, whether you're at the beginning or the end of the files that are in the folder. But anyway, as I was going to tell you, when you're exploring the folders on this machine, and when you have it plugged into the USB port, you will discover something that is called something like voice guide or something like that. And what that is, that's not the manual. That is the actual WMA files of this woman describing the different functions. And there's probably about 200 or so little short clips of her speaking, which is quite interesting. I don't know if there's any way to modify any of these or replace them. I don't know if they're actually hard-coded into the machine. Maybe they are, maybe not. I haven't read far enough in the manual to know that. So that's something that you might like to check out when you read the manual or if you navigate around on the machine itself. So with that, I think I've pretty much covered the initial basic function of the machine. Let me turn it off here so you can hear what it sounds like when I turn it off. Okay, that's it. I hope that you have found this somewhat interesting. And I do have the manual in a text file. I converted the PDF file. I don't believe that the manual is actually out on the OlympusAmerica.com site yet. but the same manual applies to the Olympus 30, DS 30, 40, and 50. So they all have the same design, they just have various memory capacities. The 30 has 256 meg, the 40 has 512 meg, and the 50 has the 1 gig of memory, plus the carrying case and the remote control. The other machines don't come with a remote. I don't know if they'll work with remote, but they don't come with it. So with that, I hope that this has been at least a little bit helpful. And you can go out to various sites and purchase this. It's widely available now. And the reason I got it so quickly was because I pre-ordered it a few weeks ago. I'm recording this on January 26th, 2007. If you want to get in touch with me, then you can. My email address is Mary Emerson, MaryEmerson at sbcglobal.net. Thank you for listening.